I'm Joe Palca. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing Tuesday hit a security forces convoy in Kabul, killing at least 13 people and injuring 9 others. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the casualty count and told VOA that security personnel and civilians were both among the victims. The convoy reportedly was transporting operatives of the main Afghan spy agency. The Taliban quickly took responsibility. The future British relationship with the European Union is in doubt after Prime Minister Theresa May on Monday put off a parliamentary vote on her plan for future relations that appeared doomed to defeat.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
For their part, the EU is surprised at Prime Minister May's inability to get the package agreed to last month with the EU through the British Parliament. Addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker.
I will see Mrs. May this evening, and I have to say here in the Parliament, as I did say before in this Parliament, the deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible. And so we cannot there is no room whatsoever for renegotiation.
Markets have reacted nervously. President Trump on Tuesday proclaimed the country's southern border with Mexico secure against illegal migration, but said that if opposition Democrats don't give him the votes to build a border wall, he'll order the U.S. military to do it. Trump vowed during his 2016 run for the White House to build a border wall and make Mexico pay for it. This is VOA News. The UN is appealing for $5.5 billion to support millions of Syrian refugees and the neighboring countries hosting them in the coming years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN praises Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq for their support in offering asylum and protection to millions of refugees from Syria. The global body says conditions for both the refugees and the communities in which they live have deteriorated since Syria's civil war broke out in 2011. The UN Refugee Agency's director for the Middle East and North Africa, Amin Awad, says the war in Syria has for the most part ended.
There are many obstacles that are on the way of return inside Syria, and we are working with the government of Syria, with other countries neighboring Syria, and with the international community at large to help remove these obstacles for return.
Awad says Syria is far from stable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UNHCR says nearly 117,000 refugees have returned spontaneously to Syria since 2016. Now, that's a fraction of the 5.6 million refugees still living in exile. After more than 4 years under military rule, Thailand will hold a general election in early 2019. Thailand's Election Commission announced Tuesday that elections will take place on February the 24th. A Canadian court will decide the fate of a top executive of the giant China telecom Huawei, whose extradition is being sought by the U.S. related to sanctions violations charges. The case of 46-year-old Meng Wanzhou has angered China and comes at a time of trade tensions with Washington. Philip Levy, a former Bush administration trade advisor, said the U.S. has had longstanding concerns about Huawei.
There are concerns that it's far too close to the Chinese government, to the Chinese Communist Party, and that it might take some actions if it gets involved in the U.S. communications backbone, which compromise the national security of the United States. This is a really unusual step in that it got personalized, and the chief financial officer, who's also daughter of the founder, was arrested at the U.S. request.
Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese negotiators converse by telephone today on a timetable for trade talks to meet a March 1st deadline. Nearly a week after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided in midair off the Japanese coast and crashed in the Pacific Ocean, the search for five missing crew members has been called off. All five Marines have been declared dead. The tragedy occurred last Thursday as a fighter jet and a refueling plane were taking part in a routine refueling training. Two pilots from the fighter jet were rescued after the accident, but one died later in the hospital. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.